like the fact that he put that out there, the expectations, the confidence that he has for this team?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it starts with a thought. You know, you can go and you can sugarcoat, you know what I'm saying, your dreams or what you believe a team can do all day. But at the end of the day, we know what our goal is. We know where we want to be at. You know, I'm just glad that we have a guy in this locker room who brings that type of exuberance and confidence, you know, and experience in the playoffs and even in the Super Bowl. I mean, we've been doing that. We brought in Malcolm Jenkins, been a Super Bowl. Chris Maragos, been a Super Bowl. You know, and now you bring in Byron, who's been the last two. And he's been nothing but great energy out here, also in the locker room. And I know for me, you know, he's been kicking my butt out here. It's great for me to come out here and actually be able to compete against them. You know, last year, if anybody asked me who was the hardest corner I went against, easily 41 from the Seahawks, easily. And then I turn on my TV and he's on my team. So, you know, it doesn't get much better than that when it comes to competition. So happy to have him. I know the team is too. I know he's going to do great things for us.
You had a nice one-handed grab there today, though.
I already turned the page, man. Don't worry about it.
Are you doing more stuff outside?
I got you to come back.
Are you doing more outside this spring as opposed to last year?
I mean, yeah, of course. You know, I'm getting some reps out there. But like I said, it's still receiver, man. I think with our offense, it's so dynamic. You can't put too much weight in who's outside, who's inside, who is a quote-unquote number one, quote-unquote number two. I think that stuff is really irrelevant. When you go out there and you see how fast we move around, the different pieces that we have, I mean, if you consider, you know, Darren Sproles a number three running back in this league, you know, you don't watch that much football or film. He's a great asset to our team. He's a dynamic player, probably one of the most on our team. You know, if somebody looked at Zach Ertz and says, oh, he's the number two tight end, that dude's not number two tight end. That boy can go out there and catch the rock. We have a dynamic offense. We have a lot of weapons. You know, yeah, I'm doing a little more outside, but like I said, we're just going to go out there. We're going to go play, and then we're going to try to put a product out there on the field that's going to win.
When you look at your Nelson and Josh, three young guys that can grow together, how exciting of a prospect is that for you?
You know, I mean, of course it's exciting. I mean, you know, every single day, you know, you're able to come out here and just get a bunch of guys here. They're just going to run. We're all empty vessels. None of us, you know, have done anything in this league. That's the way we look at it. Nobody come out here with an ego. Nobody needs to come out here thinking that they've made it or that they've established anything. All of us are guys that have to go out there and prove ourselves. And I think that's the most fun part about it. And then also having Riley out there, you know, two of us, you know, a vet who's been in this system with Coach Kelly for a long time. He's able to lead us. He's able to teach Nelson some things that we can't tell him, you know, that he's been able to see over a couple of years. So we got a great group of guys, you know, all the way down to the rest of the free agents. I think Rasheed Bailey's come out here and done some great things. And I know John and Devontae are catching on too, so I'm really excited about the whole group.
And you also have Miles, who's been in the league for 10 years, yeah, who wasn't drafted, who, you know, was top of the heap, and then injuries kind of knocked him down. What kind of story can he tell you?
Oh, yeah, man. 19, he's a baller. You know, he's played a lot of time, so he's got some miles on him. Y'all get that later. Yeah. But yeah, man, great great player. I mean, dude, the second him and DeMarco have walked into his locker room, nothing but positive energy. Great guys. Miles, man, it's like having another coach in that meeting room. He's not just able to tell me things like Coach Big is, but he actually is able to come out here and show me how to do them, you know, consistently. The main thing he's been teaching me this whole time is patience. And, you know, when you're a free agent guy, you got to have patience on the field and off, you know, and just kind of bring that mentality onto the field. He showed me some new things as far as release moves. You know, he's my weight room partner, you know, so he's one of those guys that I can really lean on now that, you know, Mack was gone. You know, I'm in a really blessed situation to have him here.